This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Who are the luckiest people on this planet? Dennis Prager said on his radio program something progressives would never let you say. As a Jew, he says that American Jews are the luckiest Jews in Jewish history. He also says that about many other ethnic groups. His mention that his father wrote his senior thesis on anti-Semitism in America. Nevertheless, he taught his two sons that they were the luckiest Jews in Jewish history. Dennis Prager still believes that even though he has written a book about anti-Semitism and taught Jewish history at Brooklyn College. He reminds us that many more Israeli Jews have moved to America than American Jews have moved to Israel. Dennis Prager says the same thing about Black Americans. Despite the existence of racism in America, he also makes the case that Black Americans are among the luckiest blacks in the world. He even quotes a black journalist who admits that though his ancestors were brought here on slave ships, he was grateful to be an American when he saw the present-day horrors of Africa. What about the people from Latin America? Dennis Prager comes to the same conclusion. They are among the luckiest Latinos in the world. How could they or anyone else deny that fact when millions of Latin Americans are willing to leave their family, their friends, their culture, and their language to come to America? And we know that there are tens of millions more who would desire to do the same. You know, so often we hear activists and liberal professors claim that America is the source of evil. They claim that racism and bigotry are alive. They vilify the founders. They ignore the good of America and focus only on what is wrong. But they may not admit it, but they're also some of the luckiest people in the world. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.